Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful, wonderful. And let's see here. Let's see what we have here. Okay, let's see if we can adjust this thing here. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. Can we adjust it a little more? Wow. Like to adjust this some more? No? Let's see. Get it up a little more here. Okay, let's see. Is this better? No. This is not better. All right, let's go back here and see. No? Oh, let's see. Any better? All right. Seems like you're better now. Okay. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And what struck me a while ago, and before I tell you that, You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Cosmic Philosopher and Tim Aldred. All right. I know it's not the big, long communication that we do that matters so much. The value of it is how much what is said is impacting and appealing to one's conscience. And the reason why this impacts me is because I have a specific view of the world and humanity and lower animals, and particularly the issues that is given in the world towards civilized human being. My worldview has been what the Bible teaches. You know, and just think of that. You were born and began to develop consciousness of the world around you, including everything that you are able to perceive, right? And for my parents, brothers and sisters, we only perceive things spiritually from the Bible. So not everybody in the world have that kind of a perception and live by that perception. So what I began to think about is what kind of information affects me and want me to live a certain kind of way, which is be good, meaning including everything that is good to other fellow men, and try to keep myself upright. And I know it is difficult at times to endure the deficit that is going on in your mind, that sometimes you just don't feel all right. However, I know one thing for sure. The burden we feel from not feeling all right, I mean, no matter what it is, let's classify it as negative feeling and thinking. And what I know for sure is that this feeling or experience that we have does not continue forever. And I would say my experience is it doesn't continue all day, because it's, you know, it's not like an injury that you got from anything that hurt you. It's a mental thing, psychological thing, where your spirit inside of you don't feel good, you know? And it's like an unhappy mood that you experience in this situation that I'm talking. Reflect on the word conviction. If you have a conviction of something, and in the context of, like, we have a conviction, a spiritual conviction, and the conviction is drawn from what the Bible, the Christian Bible says. You'd go to the service and you would listen to a preacher, and let's say the sermon lasts for maybe 45 minutes or 30 minutes. And based upon what mood you're in, some of the things that the preacher communicates touches, you know, like a place in your heart. You know, it really gets your attention. And you feel like, you feel encouraged to go on, you know, in the way of the Lord, right? And there are some places along the way you are listening to this preacher that you didn't feel all that encouraged or inspired by what the preacher was saying. But there are some places, or even one place, along the way of the sermon that you feel touched, right? Basically, I take a quick look at that. What inspire you? What is it spiritually that turns you on, like in the case I am speaking? I think about it for myself. I don't need to listen to anybody at all to be inspired. I meditate all the time. Like, except when I'm sleeping. I have become engaged in thinking because that's where my psychological information come from, me thinking and sorting out things, whether or not I have that thought in mind or it comes into my mind. And a scheme playing out in my mind. And the same thing can happen to feeling energized and about something in your mind. Came to me, or it may be a thought that I invoke to think about myself. And I can start feeling inspired by something in what I am thinking. You know, there may be a opening up of a certain idea that triggers a warm interest in this thing. All right. So I put myself in that position now when I'm here and I'm talking. I try to... I don't try to, like, go after things that I am thinking or, you know, conjuring up in my mind. I rather to speak of written source, you know, like prehistory, about the human life back in prehistory times, when there was no church back there. You know, I like to think of the formulas that are written in prehistory about how life works, because if I don't do that, now that I know, if I use biblical formula, it won't work. Ever so often, I'm reading some material, and especially material that is Christian type communication. And I would see, although it's not quoting scripture directly, but something comes up into what I'm reading that talks about something, a reference is made to the Bible. You know, even certain history book I'm reading in Zechariah Sitchin, Atra'asis text, Sumerian history, he's writing, right? And he make comparison sometime and say, the Bible, you know, let's say a word, a vocabulary word comes up, and he will say, refer to the Bible, that the Bible gives a name that means what history says. The word that is in history, the Bible gives a counterpart word. Doesn't say the same word, but another word given to mean that same word that is in what he's writing about. So this information that you get in there is that the Bible make reference to that very thing in history. Most of the time, they it is not an indication that the Bible is writing history, though. That is in the Bible. A mention of that word is in the Bible. I think in our time, help somebody, but it's not necessary to say, you know, like a word called erich in history, in prehistory, concerning the gods. And there is a mention in the Bible concerning the place that is called erich. And I know now, whenever you find something in the Bible that is taken from history, they are never trying to tell you the truth of what it is in history. Or if ever they call the right word in history in the Bible, it is innocuous. It's not really anything that, you know, you are to stretch your neck to find out from the Bible, because they are never telling you the real truth in the Bible anytime. And it's not that I can't say they don't say something that is true, but you will die without the right knowledge of the world, regardless of what the Bible says. Because the Bible was not intended to tell people the truth. Now, you may say, I'm ridiculous for talking like that. But maybe, it's not maybe, but it would be, yes, let's say maybe. It would be because what you are exposed to as knowledge about history, or you may be a person who is just with a mindset of why Bible is written and all the codes in the Bible, what they mean and stuff like that. And let's say you are a European person. Yeah. A person who would think that I'm speaking ridiculous. Well, it is not because if I'm talking about history, it can't be ridiculous. It is more that the Bible is ridiculous because the Bible has no foundation of civilization. You understand that? Genesis creation story has nothing at all relevant to civilize history. Even though they are talking about this, when they talk about human being, Adam and Eve in a garden, there is nothing at all that is, you know, like giving you something for you to understand what the world is. I want to talk about God, who is God and stuff like that, who is Jesus. The Bible is never doing that. Although the Bible has some truth. You know, you go like into Psalms or Isaiah or Jeremiah and so forth. But Genesis book, Exodus, Leviticus, I would say I would imagine that, or I have read some things in the Old Testament scripture, especially the first five books that they call the five books of Moses. That have some good knowledge in there, some of those five books in the Old Testament. Even Genesis, I think in the latter part of Genesis creation story. Not the creation story. I wouldn't include the creation story of man in Genesis. But other things like talking about Abraham and things that Abraham was involved in real history, you may find something there, particularly in the Genesis creation story. I have nothing at all for that because it's a lie. And whether or not, you know, little snippets of something true may be mentioned, it is discounted because they're not saying it. They're not saying it for pure edification. No. You know. And
I mean, you eating out of a plate that is dirty, filth on one side, flies and all that flying on it, and you eating it like, you know, praise the Lord, amen, and stuff like that. No. No, no. And therefore, I'm thinking of the world that we are living in right now. It's the world that our ancestors lived in hundreds of thousands of years ago. And what our ancestors knew, way back in time, they don't know anything about the slave trade. Nothing about it. They don't know. It never happened in their time. You're talking about AD Anno Domini. 2,000 years ago, they come in with AD Anno Domini. We have a lot of ancestors that clearly did not, don't know this era at all. All right. Knowing the world existence with the people who live before what they call AD Anno Domini, before Christ. No, no, no. I mean, the people who live in the past, who live under what is called BC or BCE, and live beyond 2,000 years ago, and let's say, 2,600 years ago in the BC era. Yeah, under the BC era. When I say under the BC era, I have to do more clarity with that to make what I'm saying sound coherent. I refer to 2,600 years a lot of times. And it is usually when I'm talking about 509 BC. So like, say, 500 years BC, that is in the first 5 centuries of, let's see. Yes, the last 500 years in the BC era, you know, about 100 years. So it takes like about 10. Ten hundred years make a century, no? Or a century is 100 years? Sometimes I am mixed up with this stuff. All right, 100 years equal. I'm getting to it. All right. Yeah, 100 years is a century. What is 1,000 years? One millennium. Right? Millennium, right? I got that right. All right. Now, let's go to what I'm saying here. The people who live under, let's say, the last millennium, 1,000 years, don't know our story. Just like we don't know the story of, you know, people who are coming behind us after we are gone, right? So I'm talking about now, as we are living here today, what is it that makes us think of life in a real fruitful context? Like, you know, you like what is going on in the world. When you think of the church, you think of something, you know, that is wonderful, because there's nothing else like the church to you. Or you think about, you know, the nice concert or the place that you go to and stuff like that. Our ancestors, we have to read prehistory to understand what our ancestors way back in time. All right, but come down now to the last five centuries, right? The last five centuries, 509 years. BC, under the BC era. So I'm talking about, what is it that makes us feel valuable on planet Earth? What is it? What is most dear to you on Earth as information that you come to know and realization that you have? And a part of that would be communication that you have heard, or communication you have passed on to others. I was just thinking, before I come on the show, about that. Because sometimes you know something good and you're not inspired by it. And it's not because you don't want to be inspired, right? Because truly, many times, you are easily inspired by certain things. And other times, you are not that easily inspired by even something greater. All right. Now, since I turn adult, the early part of my adult was absorbed, you know, with the church and everything concerning scripture. And I did know the difference between people, except that their skin color or something like that. The Indians, I know. But I had absolutely no idea about anything in particular that makes Indians or Chinese or so forth and so on. Assyrians and all them kind of things. I just didn't know anything about that. So now, it's a different story now, because now I gone to school and read much more than what I was reading in my early adult age. So I have a lot of ideas, a lot of thoughts, a lot of reading knowledge, and so, you know. And to see myself being what you'd call it now, focus. The years that I focus on church, and, you know, church begin with Adam and Eve in a garden, you know, and being tempted of the devil and all that. Come now to see that none of that was true. A Bible story that is extracted from prehistory. And at the rate it took me to understand something about history, I was an old man. I started graying. It's the reason that's what inspired me to put the question about what is it that touches you in a way that you begin to see some things in you as a belief or something that makes you feel inspired, and now you're no longer inspired by those things. You see? To see yourself not knowing any better than to be inspired by certain kind of interests long ago because you just didn't have any knowledge further than what you had. Now, I'm saying that because of the subject matter I have in front of me. The church. You know, do you know what the church is? Do you know when the church came about in the world? You know that? Yeah, and then it took me a long time to know where the church come from and stuff like that. And there are some other things, serious things that I never have a clue about. And that is the church, the establishment, not the theory of the church, but just the appearance of the building that represent the church. All right? So, I wanted to bring that up because I think of myself and think of the things I know now and how I feel about them. And, you know, I was always trying to grow spiritually from I was young. What it is to grow spiritually today is not the Bible. It's not the Bible. It's in history. Okay? Because the person I saw myself to be back, you know, like back 40, 45 years or so ago, that's not the same person I see today. And my way of thinking is not the same because I have gone through conscious transformation concerning the things that I think about and stuff that I have identified as real things. It's not, my friend. It's not a good experience. It is a good experience now because I discover something. I know something. And no matter how unpleasant it is, I will have to deal with it. Right? I tell you, it's better off knowing, you see, than not know and feeling better. Feeling, you know, that liberty or that state of mind that you have not knowing something, that are the comfort that you feel from ignorance of something. You know, it doesn't pay. And it is better to feel more moments of discontentment with yourself than to feel content in a whole load of ignorance, yourself and the world around you. So I think about the thoughts that I think that makes me feel good and have a sense of reliance on what I am thinking, that, okay, this is existence in the truth. You know, the truth about existence. You know about the truth, the basic truth then, not necessarily the deep science of it, but, you know, it's just like you know somebody and you don't have a lot of knowledge about the person, but you get an impression the person is okay. But you don't know deeply, you know, what that person's mind is into, you know, and what is it their conviction wrap around. You don't know that. But one thing you can say, I know that person. You're not saying you know everything about the person. So, for me, I rather feel the way I do today and have moments of discontentment with myself than when I was knowing anything about the realism of the world concerning everything that I would think about and what I see. And so, I wanted to like bring that to you about what is it in the world that you think of that allows you to grow to a better person? And even though you may not know enough of what you want to know, however, you rather be this way knowing what you know and forget about your past life when you didn't know these valuable things that you come to know. Because I will go to sleep and don't worry about anything right now. But I was not that relaxing myself before. I know. Certain things. All right. One of the things that is a problem to me is the church. Because the church did not exist under the BC era. And you may say, so what that means? It means everything about what is real and by which we are connected, the civilized world. It means everything to understand enough of what is real than to be ignorant about it and feel all right. No. And a lot of people don't have that sense about connectivity of energy to what's real. A lot of people don't have anything besides what they know about just common people or their interests. I mean, common people, not my interest. And it doesn't mean that I don't have interest in people. I don't mean that. But I'm talking about what is on the page of my mind. It's not people. People are there, you know, but they are not at the front of my interest. My interest is knowledge about people existence, which includes me. But that's a broad thing. You know, and the more we know about that, we can appropriate everything else. And that's the reason why it is sitting on the, you know, on the front page of my mind. So that I always want to get into an issue that begins to fill me up and let me feel, you know, let me feel the most comfortable in myself. This thought is very impacting on me because nobody and no communication whatsoever never tell me that the church was a homosexual establishment. Nobody never tell me that. And the people them that I know did not know that, as far as my observation is concerned, that the church is not a part of civilization. You see what I mean? And what happened, it's hard for anybody to imagine it or warm up to it if it is explained to them or if they start to reading it. You start to reading it for the first time and find out that church did not exist until the Sodomites, they established the church. After they have done X, Y, Z number of things. To know the origin of the white people and where they come from. You know, it's in the world, it's a textbook. And nobody ever tell, in my hearing, nobody ever tell. There are certain information that you are reading frequently on the answers in those, some of those things, and you wouldn't know it is some of those things constitute the knowledge that you would like to have about white people. When you know as an African hybrid civilized person about white people, when you know what the history tells about their origin, you don't want to see them. You just don't want to see these white people. And then now, because you don't know, you may think that, oh, I am an hateful person. And I am not. But when certain things are kept from you, and you see yourself affected by it, and nobody told you, not even your parents, simply because they didn't know either. That's not something to warm up to. And then when you know the expanse of what they have done, it's totally, I mean, now they put the church between people and African people. They call us black people, but we are not black people. We are Homo sapiens species. We are natural people. We are connected to the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. That's what we are connected to. And that's only history. That's not Bible. Bible came because the white people came. And when I say they came, they are a lot longer on earth before we Africans came about. A lot of people don't know that. And I didn't know that before I began to read and find the World History Textbook. That World History Textbook is a volume, like it says, a World History Textbook. But these white people, since they say they take over the world over the past 2,000 years and create a new era called A.D. Anno Domini, Latin, in the year of our Lord, since they have done that, they created the church. They set up all the church. So you think about, I am alive in this A.D. Anno Domini, less than 2 millennia, but I'm close. Since they make the A.D. Anno Domini, a millennia and a quarter. So what hurt me the most is that I cannot find what comes second to that. It is the first evil that has that distinction to me is the church. Because what? It bullseye evil in people. The church aim at a bullseye of people's, contamination with evil. When we are made to think that, the church might not be public, might not be a perfect, but it is good, it is helpful, it is this, it is that. And I wouldn't say that the church don't do any good to anybody. I wouldn't say, no, it doesn't. It doesn't do any good to want to have the church around. No. You see, when the tornadoes, they come around, they blow down most of the churches out there in the area that the tornado touched down. I probably put it in another way, that there is no respect that the tornadoes pay to church buildings. Neither the people who believe in the church. And I think that some African people may be scared, but there is no special caring for the African people who go to church, because church is not a place for you to go. Thought came up into my mind, and I thought that I should talk about that, because I am not even telling you, if I do, it is in the context of you do whatever you want to do, but I cannot in honesty tell you to go back to church. If I tell you to go back to church, I would not be the person that you think I am. Because I think that I give an impression that I am for real. And if I were to tell you to go back to church, knowing what I know, you probably would start laughing at me and say, but why does he tell me to go back to church? And he knows that church is not good. That wouldn't make any sense. So, no, in all honesty, if I could prevent, if I could do something to prevent African people to go to a church right this minute, I would do that thing to keep them from going back into something we call church that is not a civilized thing. Church is not a civilized thing. Based upon what they call AD Anno Domini and in the year of our Lord and Jesus, Jesus is not anything real. And, you know, I can, you know, anybody would like to talk about that, you know, because at different time I talk about it, but if you were to call and say you want to talk about that, it would be a different thing. Because I would be talking about what you're asking me and not something else that I feel like talking about. However, I'm telling you, understand this world that you're living in is to read certified history about prehistory. Prehistory began, you know, before the flood. Before the flood. And after the flood, a new era. Because before the flood was all civilization era. From when civilization started 450,000 years ago, and by the gods, the Elohim themselves, because they were here in person, a lot of them. And before they created us, the hybrid people. Right? Since they came to Earth, that was when we saw the emergence of Homo sapiens, which is the third development of the humankind or human race. The first humans were evolving long before the gods come here, 450,000 years ago, right? The first humans were around from like maybe 4 to 3 million years. So whichever one you choose, the hominid, which is the white people race, they were the first humans to start walking upright. That's what the World History Book tells. And the Atra-Asistecs before the flood does not contradict what the World History textbook says. It doesn't contradict that about when the first human kind evolved on planet Earth. So I rest on the history that shows coherent time reading. I stick to that because I haven't seen anything that indicate there is another formula of records that zigzag up and fuzzy up stuff. I haven't heard of it. I don't know of it. You know, I only know about what is in the present World History textbook. So I'm saying that I have developed understanding over the past, you know, man, I'd say maybe like, maybe 20 years, maybe 20 years ago. I did not let go of the Bible creation though. 20 years ago, no, I didn't. I was still, but I was developing and I was having some problems with some things in the Bible. But I never let go belief in the God of the Bible, no, because nobody. And I never read to where I found out anything about the God of the Bible. You see? So this is where my head is at. When I read enough to find out when civilization came to earth. You see? And it is the gods that came to earth. There's hardly anybody who will talk to you about that. And if anybody talk anything about God, they are always taking it from the Bible. And it is always a spirit God who they are believing is talking in the Bible. Well, the white people, the hierarchy, of the white people, then they know that the Bible is not true. And in the case of the creation story, Adam and Eve and talking serpent and all, they know it is not true. Based on the fact that 100,000 years ago, they couldn't speak a language. They did not. And in the highest state of development they were in at that time, 100,000 years ago, they were Homo erectus. Make stone tools, and they could make a fire. But you read that history, and you will see for yourself. But what did they do? That was 100,000 years ago, the Neanderthals were already on Earth, and they interbreed with the Neanderthals after they go into Europe from Africa. They migrate into Europe and Asia. They spread over those two areas. And they didn't go anyplace else, and they had no enterprise like industries or civilized things. They couldn't read, no nothing. They couldn't talk. They couldn't read. They, you know, they could only make stone tools. Yes. Yes. They said Trump election probe to get special grand jury. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's some things going on out there. That's their business. It's not ours. It's sure not mine, because they're taking them their own selves down into the dark place where they come from. All right. So let them go on and do what they're doing. Yeah. So I'm saying here that where the information is about the white people, nobody is talking about it, because they have done so many things with our wealth to God themselves. Because you'll think that they have courthouse and they have this and they have that. If you were to read and find out what these people have done since they interbreed the second species of humanity, you think humanity had like some 20 or so different species? That's not what the World History Textbook says. The World History textbook says hominid was the first human species walk upright with ape-like face. Okay? They were ape-like. They were not like well-built humans. Okay? 3.5 or 4 million years ago. So after they were 2 million years in development, they were brought forth as Homo erectus. That's their species. Hominid, ape-like. Every single development of them at 2 million years, they were. So during the time that they are in Europe and Asia was when they interbreed with the Neanderthals. With the Neanderthals, because the Homo sapien came and begot two subgroups, and then it was the Neanderthals that came out of that, number one. Number two, Homo sapiens sapiens. That is what gets into something that is serious for one to understand. Because since we don't have any background in history, we grew up hearing Bible and learning from Bible, it's hard to understand the hybrid DNA fertilization in glass tube stuff where we came from Homo sapiens. What we have here today is that these white people at the development, they are the second development of humanity. You understand that? Because when there were 2 million years, they leave Africa and go up into Europe and Asia. And remember, the Homo sapien species came about 250,000 years ago. So if you look and see that period when the white people as Homo erectus interbreed with the Homo sapien brought they are the ones that they are the ones that the white people who were Homo erectus at that time, yes, subgroups, two subgroups came from the third development in human existence, hominid, that developed to the degree they call it second development of human being. Right? They come from hominid and are known as Homo erectus. Okay? Upright human being. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Mean they were known coming from the hominid species. They developed to a dimension where they were upgraded, as it were, whether or not it is true, but that's what the dictionary, not dictionary, but that's what the World History says. And I don't have no problem with that. I know these people write a lot of things that favors themselves, but I don't have anything against this. that they may put in a word here and there. They have things inside here that I detest because they are talking like they were civilized all along. They do not acknowledge to the world, civilized people, that they were back there as hominids. They don't want to accept that because they want to cover up like they were always civilized. And that's not what the world history textbook says. These are liars. These are thieves. They are murderers. They are faggot homosexuals. That's what make them homosexuals. They are coming from the ape-like days. Okay? So it's a long time they fucking ass, man. So what I'm trying to tell you, you're not hearing anybody take this world history textbook. It's not my world history textbook. It's for all of us. But you don't hear anybody talk about this because these white people, since they come and interbreed up with Neanderthal, this species, this second species. And this book will tell you that Homo sapien is the second different species from hominid. The distinction is made in the World History Textbook that hominid species is different from Homo sapien species. And they are talking a whole bunch of garbled nonsense and behave like, totally. Do you know what I'm saying? And I do think they even have some African people don't want to know it either. These like they don't care. That's how much they damage the hybrid people when they fuck them and get Naya culture out of the Homo sapien, the hybrid people with the blood of the gods. Now, it's the blood of the god that makes us talk, because the Neanderthal that is Homo sapien did not talk a language, and they interbreed with the Neanderthals. And look, comes out to better looking. They lose the monkey face that they had when they interbreed with the Neanderthals. And obviously interbreed for a long time, maybe about 40,000 years, since these Europeans been in Europe and in Asia. Yes, they interbreed it in, but they weren't able to talk because the Neanderthal is not a hybrid. He's only pure barefoot Homo sapien, although it is the third development of humanity, right? When you think of the hominid species, the first human species that walk upright, make stone tools, but they make the more, primitive stone tools. When these guys, 2 million years later, is a long time that, but 2 million years later, they can make better stone tools. You see what I mean? And could make a fire and stuff like that. And they go up there into Europe and Asia. And look, I imagine they must be the one who take the Neanderthals into Asia. I think so. I think these Homo erectus, they are the ones that take the Neanderthals down there because their remains are found in Europe, unlike, a lot of it. So they rape our species because you have to now put the Homo sapien, the parent Homo sapien, gave two distinct subgroups. And remember now, Homo Neanderthals, Homo sapien Neanderthals, is one of the subgroups. And then when the gods use the Homo sapien blood, male and female, to mix with their blood, that was when we became an hybrid. Okay? Now, if the gods didn't make us an hybrid as a primitive worker for themselves, there wouldn't be no civilization on Earth, period, according to the reading in the World Literature Textbook. Anyone wish to call me and have something to say? The number is 347-850-1358, right? The number, again, if you would like to call into the show, is 347-850-1358. You can call anytime and have your say. What I'm trying to tell you is that I must be somebody special. Why? I don't know anybody else who speak about this at large. I listen to a lot of people who are lecturing and stuff like that. I've never heard anybody bring these facts out. They don't bring it out because of the church, because of these white fucking ass people with the church, and they forbid. Remember, they make their own AD and Adamani law. You imagine the hominid turn Homo erectus interbreed, and they don't want to tell you that them interbreed. And now they are Yamnaya culture. They make sure, they don't want the world to know that information. And they hold the position that they are the ones that control the civilized world. That's what these sodomite white people hold, you know. Don't you see the way they behave? They behave that way because the African people don't work much in their own development at all. Because the fact that they go and lay down and make these ape-like people fuck them, right? Simply because at the time when they're fucking the Homo sapien, the hybrid people, they already interbreed with the Neanderthals and look better than the apes that they were. Basically, that's the fact. And ain't nobody stopping me from saying it, because look, the more they're going to try to stop and block me like they do a number of times, turn off my mic, and you can't hear nothing I say. You can only hear music play in the audio, but it's maybe well over a dozen of my shows, they turn off the mic. But that don't faze me, because they throw me off Facebook, throw me off YouTube, throw me off Twitter, just about. They hold me, they don't entirely throw me off Twitter, because they still have a tweet that I appeal. And the 20, okay, by the way, the anniversary is yesterday. It is 3 years that they have my appeal and will not respond to it. These sodomite white people, you have to have the real McCoy to pluck up their roots, because they are not all that deep in the ground at all, if they are even in the ground. I think they are sitting on the ground based on what history really says about them. In the World History Textbook, telling you. But prior to now, they kill a lot of people, burn them at the stakes, burn, kill them, put them in a prison and do all sorts of stuff, to torture them, all kind of stuff. Yes, the Neanderthals. Not the Neanderthals, the Inquisition and the Crusades. The amount of things they do to the African people. Now, African people, now they have a style today, you know, that they call African people, white people, you know, that they're doing it until this day. There's something going on with boxing right now, that they're doing it a lot in boxing. The boxers, which are mostly men from Mexico. Mexicans are not white, are not European people, but yet still they treat them like they're white. Oh yeah. That's how greedy they want to put, you know, a bolster their white existence and rule. It's too, and you know, you can read that in the W.E.B. Du Bois. W.E.B. Du Bois can tell you about this. Yeah, W.E.B. Du Bois can tell you, let me tell you about, give you a referral to the W.E.B. Du Bois, because that's a book that all African people should read. Yeah, W.E.B. Du Bois. The title of the book, The World and Africa. Okay? The World and Africa. W.E.B. Du Bois. He tells it. I read about it in his book, what these sodomites have been doing. Back then, I didn't know as much as I know today. I didn't know how they originate, because I didn't read that in W.E.B. Du Bois, but he tells a lot of what they did in preparation to start industries and employment. And yeah, they already accomplished it, because see, they turn, you know, billion years everywhere and take over all of the African territories from African people and stuff like that. So what I'm trying to tell you is that what they are doing today is what they planned long time ago. And because African people is not helpful. So this information I'm reading to you is like, I may be the first person you hear talk about this. Right? Because they are endeavor. If you're light-skinned, they call you white. Yeah, under certain circumstances, yeah. They make exception and call you white. But the darker skin, no, it's too obvious. You are black. You see what I mean? And that's what's going on right now. So we have not proven to be well-developed. No. Because we have not been able to, like, push them back. We don't. And to my chagrin, Africa no longer represents African people. African Union no longer represents Africans, hybrid. No. And it is a long time they manifest that they are not. The government for the world is kingship. Who make the world government are the gods that came to earth and take over the world. They take over this world because there was no civilization here. Everything that is out there belongs to the gods, not these honest fucking idiots eight species, white people? No. You will never know unless you go into the history and know where they come from 3 to 5 million years ago. Because you would know that they interbreed with the Neanderthals and the effect it's caused, and you won't know that Neanderthal was Homo sapiens species. You won't know that. And you don't have anybody voluntarily coming out to tell you that. But I have every reason to. I have every reason to. And if they think, they're going to continue their fucking ass in our territories, they make a mistake. Because that is going to be their doom. The fact that they have not seen it appropriate to go back to where they come from, go live their lives. Oh, no. They are going to live their lives ever. African hybrid people are. They're going to go there and take it over and force us to fuck ass, too. If you think I'm crazy, it's not me crazy. It must be you. Because if you weren't crazy, you would know that they already make law in America to married faggot people. You should have known that. So it's not me crazy. I'm telling you the truth in the World History textbook. You ducking the truth. Nobody duck it. So here in this book right here, it tells you that they are in Europe 1.5 million years. Homo erectus made use of larger, more varied tools. You see, it's making that distinction because the last 2 million years, they developed. And now they call them Homo erectus. Right? So with all this time now that they're spending in Europe and Asia was when they met the Neanderthals. One of two subgroup by Homo sapiens, the parent Homo sapiens. So they take them over and interbreed them up, and they died out. So we don't know how they died out, but it may well be them knowing that they are sodomites. The Neanderthals were not sodomites. Okay? And they interbreed those Homo sapien Neanderthals until they're all extinct. And they don't hide it, but they don't know that the truth would come out so powerfully against them, that it would be discovered that that Neanderthal that they fuck up and get all of their generation that they want out of it. Now, they can't talk at that point. So the Neanderthal died out, and we are leaving out of Africa 100,000 years ago. We were just developing and were in small numbers going outside. We were going outside of Africa. And it tells you about us, the hybrid that the gods created as primitive workers. They don't want that in the Bible. These white people who write the Bible, they don't want this truth in the Bible. But it is the truth. Who has guts to accept the truth, they will be benefited, because you should live with yourself and not live with these faggot white people. You don't live with them. Okay? And whatever it takes for you to stand up for the truth is the truth. Now, the first anatomically modern humans. Now, they call it modern, but we are not modern. We were created before the flood, when it may not be before they were, before they evolved 3 to 4 million years ago. However, we were created before the flood. And that is, we were created 200,000 years ago. And that means the flood was under 200,000 years ago. So we were coming out of Africa 100,000 years ago. That is after they done rape the Neanderthal about some 40,000 years prior, right? So they have they are a lot more human people, but they are still the hominid species. They don't have any right at all to interbreed with Homo sapiens. But that's what they did. That's why the world is where it is right now. They have destroyed the world by what they did. And they're going to make up church and tell us that we need to be saved by Jesus Christ. I'm reading from the world. It's a textbook. I'm not just making this up. You know, this is our of decision, that people know the truth and know what to do with themselves. Okay? If you can sit there and think that, oh, them have government and all the check with them writing and stuff like that, it's all bogus. Bogus. There is never any Jesus or any God in the Bible. What them are talking about. Now, if they had God and Jesus and stuff like that, why would they make laws to marry two same-sex person? And they would pretend that they have a God where said he make man male and female, yet still they are not male and female. They would like to line up with what they are saying, but they can't, because they are coming sodomized from way back millions of years ago. They can't stop that. So though they can talk now and stuff like that now and look like they are human being, they can only wrongly emulate us. That's all they're doing. Okay, but the truth is going to kill them. The truth against the white people is going to destroy them. We will not take up a pin and stick them. You know what I mean? Because how they're going to get destroyed is not our prerogative. It's more the God's prerogative, because they come here and labor on earth and do a lot of things and leave all the wealth behind them. They don't beg us for nothing. They don't beg us no tithe. Them are make up church with tithes and offering and all kind of stuff. The gods don't beg us nothing. And this is the situation we have here. But this is the identity in this world. It's a textbook. You know, chapter 1, page 22. The first anatomical modern humans, like I say, we are not modern, okay? And this is the way they decide for right, but we are not modern. So let's say we are the first anatomical prehistory humans, people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being, appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. I didn't make that up. Right or wrong? That's what is written in the World History textbook here. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. This is what I am telling you. So a lot of people read this in the World History textbook and just look at it 100,000 years ago, and they don't business with anything else, But I can tell you, this is the time when these white people rape the Homo sapien coming out of Africa, going outside of developing outside of Africa. That was the period of time that they interbreed with them. And while nobody was paying any attention, you know, more than so, and what anybody know, well, nobody going to raise up or say nothing, but it's like, sure, they do it like in obscurity, as it were. You see? And now, how did they come to talk suddenly? They couldn't talk, right, at that time there. They couldn't talk. You see what I mean? They could not talk, but they already gotten the mixing with the Homo sapiens, Neanderthals. So now they're going to talk now once they interbreed with those Homo sapiens that have the God's blood that were created by DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. So what they're writing in Genesis creation story about Adam and Eve, they get it from the story, the history. That's where they get it. And work up all of what they want to work up and what they don't want to put in there as the truth. They make what they want to do in the Bible. If you think the Bible is telling you the truth about creation of Adam and Eve, no. Why they talk about Adam and Eve, but why is it that they couldn't tell you where God created them? Why they couldn't tell you is in South Africa. Why they couldn't tell you that? They're not telling you because that is their best secret. You see? Oh, they interbreed the African people migrating out of Africa or to settle outside of Africa. So we leave Africa 100,000 years ago. Okay, it's a mighty long time. But so they once they could talk, all right. You know, not much. That was the hardest thing for them to achieve. Now that they get it, they're going to go after education. And that they did. Remember, them a human species from hominid days. And they gradually come right up until they are able to fuck the next species and able to talk and get better reasoning and stuff like that. But they still fucking ass. They still love the shitty ass that they like to fuck from way back millions of years ago. Okay? The point is, because our ancestors give themselves up to that, the gods don't bother with us no more from them. Read an account of this in Deuteronomy 28, and you will see the reason why black people is in this state is in. Put sodomite to rule over us. You see what I mean? Because that is not something we should have done. But they write a Bible and know the story that they commit. But they're not telling you the truth about it, man. So now we turn idiots that they can't do anything and be wrong. They can do anything. And to the point where they're making A.D. and Adam and the answer that is law. What happened to kingship? Oh, no, that's done with. Since then can't talk, they begin to make African people do anything they please to do. And we can't stop them. It's not because we can't stop them, but if you're ignorant and you don't know what to say, you can't stop somebody who decides to walk through your yard. You know what I mean? So the history books are there with kingship government and right into this world history textbook. The history is established in this very world history textbook. But see, these sodomites get anything they want. They Lola. What Lola wants, Lola gets. What is going on now? So I tell you, it is into this world history textbook. We are in a time when the book here says This book tells us now we are in a time of the emergence civilization from way back in the BC, come right on to where we are here, where there is the general terms. No, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early humans begin formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. Now, my friends, then it goes on to tell you what a civilization is like and tell you about the rise of cities, the growth of government, the role of religion. Commission that is inside here is about our way of life that we are to know. We don't know it yet. And it says, on the role of religion, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. So if you know those two things, you don't need to know a lot more to construct your life the way you're supposed to. And not be, going into church. Because it's these white faggot homosexual people established the entire church. And you can read it in This World is the textbook too. And see the way they make up gods to worship and they learn how to be priests and stuff like that. Remember, they couldn't talk 100,000 years ago. These white people never have one word to say. They probably can say or something like that, but they don't have one civilized word. None of them. As much as they talk and what they are doing today, fly plane and stuff, yeah, they steal our secret that is given to Enoch. You see what I mean? And his son from king priesthood was raised up from way back in almost 2000 BC. By the Anu, the gods of heaven and earth. Listen, we don't get to go into our history because we are born under AD and Adamani with Christmas and all that. And these white people are just great at deluding people. I mean, they know what to provide to hook you down. You see what I mean? But at the end of it, it's not going all sweet to you. Because anytime they won't want to, like, you for the something and you don't do it, they're going to kill you. That's the way they are. They want to be head. They want to get your ass and fuck it whenever they want to. You see, that's why they make law now. And they can go to Gaddafi and kill him over what? Why Africa allowed them to do all these things, just like I tell you, okay? We are not protected by our own government because Africa is taking money from them to kill us. You understand that? Yes. That's what is going on. And if you don't know that, well, too bad. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community success. To win their favor, pre-supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And then we are at a period right now where there is a new social structure. What are we doing it? We make these fucking ass white people, we interbreed our species and turn we idiot. We give it to them. Africa give it to them when we should have kingship government protecting us. All right. I leave that with you. African people don't worth a lot right now. That is my finding. We don't worth a lot. And we allow these sodomites to take charge and do what they want to do with us, man. This is what is happening right now. They don't have no government. Sodomites will never speak a language. How can they have a government? How can they make up a government? They're doing it because they fuck us so long. They think that everything on the planet is theirs because now that they can talk. And we are not forceful or rigid in any way. So they realize they can do anything to us until the time comes. They think the time would always be theirs, but not anymore. Not anymore. If there was no truth, well, they'll get away with it. But the truth is here. What must be known is that African people are different. Hybrid people are different from everybody else. And if you think that, oh, it's prejudice against white people, look, these are honest fucking people that never talk until they fuck up our species. What else could happen to put us where we are? Huh? We have a calendar that these fucking idiots put aside. Okay? It's the solar calendar. That's what they created because our lives that makes us hybrid has everything to do with the nature of the cosmos. You see? And the histories here that outline everything about us and our existence, but they come along and decide, say, oh no, they burned down the library in Alexandria, Egypt, and destroy everything that is good for us. You see that? Yes, yes, that's what they have done. So, I all I've got to do is tell you. You know what I mean? And if you want to live on, eating, it's Charlie Pride, talk about it was burgers and fries and cherry pie. That's all you want. Right? Well, you can go ahead with your nice cars and you're going to buy the next house for $6 million and stuff like that. Listen, I'm telling you, I mean, once the breath is gone out of you, you don't deal with none of these things anymore. This is the time. You say, youth is the time to serve the gods. And they don't want you to do nothing for them. It's just for us right now to enjoy the right life. And if you don't know, and you're on the moon calendar, this is for these sodomites who are uncivilized. And you must understand it's a curse that makes us stoop down to them. You know, see? Curse that I'm explaining to you in the Easter book. That when we are coming out of Africa, right? We are coming out of Africa talking and navigating ourselves. They couldn't do that. They are in one and a half million years they're up in there, okay? And all they were doing was trying to fuck the subgroup of Homo sapiens. That's what they were doing. And no sooner than they can talk, they said turn the world upside down. As soon as we settle down outside of Africa, establish land and things for ourselves. Come, here they come. We talk about them have La A.D. and Adamani. They go and overthrow the king in Italy and all this kind of stuff. And Africa says nothing until this day, right? We are on our own. And if you follow what these sodomite white people are doing and think that they are over you with a law and stuff like that, no, they soon fuck your ass. That's what they, right now, they are in a position to do that in many, many places. You know? I mean, nobody is in a position to do that to me because I know the truth. You know? And you don't catch me go back to church and go vote for them. You see? Because inasmuch as it seems so pressing, like you need to go because they give you food and social security and all this kind of stuff. We are not supposed to be taking social security from these honest fuckers because they don't have laws. Why aren't our laws working? Why are our laws not working? We have the right. Cute them right now. But if we don't know how to do it, how does it happen? Because they only know that they can go up against another warrior, and they know where easy they can blast out everything in few minutes. You know, that's what they think. But they are sodomites that come from back there in a, you know, 4 million years or so ago. They couldn't talk. And if it hadn't us, if the gods did not create us, they wouldn't be able to fuck our subgroups. That's what make them talk. That's what make them talk. How would you conclude that we don't have higher science than them to destroy them? But of course, it would not be going out there and make bombs and all that kind of stuff and guns. No, it's a deeper science. Stop, go to their church and you will see what happened. Stop voting for them and you will see what happened. But now if you hook and you are all, what they call the word is, you are now, anyway, it's like you're hooked. You are hooked on the system. And you don't have no broader knowledge. You don't know no history. You don't know nothing to deliver you. You don't have no idea, no clue. And even if I tell you, you probably still won't get the clue either to know that white people are apes. That's where they're coming from. And they lose the ape appearance and human ape development because they interbreed first with the Homo sapiens species. It's not their species. You see what I mean? So what they do as criminal from way back when, that's why they are here today behaving like they have government. They think because we just behave like we can't do anything, and the history is there telling you, and they write it in the Bible to show that the gods who came to this earth and take control of the earth that never had any civilization and make it civilized by, number one, give their blood to create creatures like us. Okay? And we behave like we don't know anything. And this is the reason why they're treating us the way they do. And I'm telling you, as easy as, I mean, get right with your brain, your cerebrum and cerebellum. Go and start to think like you are the civilized human being. Because right now, as a Christian, you cannot show anything to say you're a civilized human being. You just don't. You won't. You will have to array in the wisdom and the knowledge that is in your blood. But if you are following these sodomites that only have, interbreeding blood of Homo sapiens that make them talk. That's about all they're going to get. See, they still use our system of law to make two men like a woman and a man. See, them are idiots still. They can do a whole bunch of stuff, but it's because they steal our science and stuff. They can do a whole bunch of stuff. But look at this. White people is expected to do what they do. But look and see where they are headed. If you think they have good sense to rule the world, then you have lost that your cerebrum and cerebellum, the knowledge in your head, because guess what? You start to believe. Well, we were contaminated, first of all. Once our ancestors did what they did, and we begin to follow them, marrying them sodomite white people. You know what I mean? We are defiled, and unless we cleanse ourselves, they're going to do it to us, man. Because all they want is to turn the entire world into fucking ass. That's all they want right now, to keep the world under their control. Oh, so, if you don't know, I tell you. All right. The thing is, the thing for us to know, we don't know. Because these guys substitute all kind of foolishness and impose it on us. Not going to impose it on me. Not going to impose it on me because the truth is too powerful. If you dedicate, if you have the knowledge and you dedicate to it, they will be afraid of you. They cannot stand up to you. Okay? So they can stand up and lecture you and tell you all kind of stuff and intimidate you and stuff like that. Because guess what? Your energy is fast asleep. Cold. You don't know nothing. You know about St. Paul and St. Matthew and men following a star to see the baby Jesus and all that stuff. If you have any residue of that inside of you, your brain is not functioning civilized and never will, you see. Because you have inside of you a blood that makes you talk, make you intelligent. Look at what cerebrum and cerebellum in your brain. See what it those two things do for civilized people. These sodomite Europeans, they don't have the civilized cerebrum and cerebellum. They do not have that. That's why they behave the way they do and do the things. You know, I mean, and still fucking ass. You see, all the interbreeding, it don't get them rid of fucking ass off. Okay? You see, these Europeans, when them come and around you and stuff like that, if you're a man and them a man, them a look for your front. You see what I mean? Because them a look for see if you have big penis to push on them ass off. That's what they're doing here. Okay? That's why they're all around the world and pushing us and push us around and kill us whenever they want to with their AD and a Domini. You ask about what is in the year of our Lord and they can't tell you zinc. Maybe the Pope cannot tell you what it is today. Maybe his ancestors, them, or that guy the monk, may be able to tell you what he was doing. But he cannot tell you anything about the calendar, the moon calendar where they met. They can't really tell you anything to satisfy what makes sense, what a calendar is for, and what is church to the African people, what we have a rule underneath their moon calendar. No. Why Twitter is unable to answer my tweet that I have an appeal 3 years now yesterday is what I say in that tweet. Have anything justifiable to answer to what I say? So they fail. They never take that long to answer other tweets that I wrote. But this tweet that I thought probably they wouldn't pay no attention to it, they paid attention to it. And it caused a problem now. They can't follow their own mandate because they are telling me that I violate their community standard. You mean these honest fucker will never talk for almost 4 million years going to tell me about their jurisdiction? This is not their jurisdiction. This is kingship dominion, right? The gods give us the rule over the world. It's not them. It's us. And they're writing in a Bible those kind of a whole bunch of nonsense. But everywhere you go in history, they don't have any history to show that they have jurisdiction over African territory. They do not. It doesn't matter what they say they have. It's our money they use anyway to have what they have. Anywhere they go, they are out. They are out because power is not in what they have. Power is in the law, the right to do something. They're not doing that something coming from authorization of authentic kingship laws. They don't have that. And they can't make laws. They can go into Europe and go do it among themselves because ain't nobody coming in there to intrude on what they're doing. But they can't come where we are and we submit and turn our ass for them to fuck it. No. Not at all. Listen. The calendar is what counts. We are to pay homage to what exalt the gods who have done marvelous things on earth here. Even they themselves admit to the highness of the gods and what they have done here. No civilized or uncivilized human cannot do the things they do here. So it's just for us to come to the realization and read what kingship does for us and tell these guys, you know, goodbye. Take your way back up and don't come here and play like you have dominance over us with your AD and Adamani slackness. You don't see. If you have the truth, man, it's like, you know, you're out there a little child and stuff like that, and you see some bad boys coming out, and they would try to bother you, but because your father is with you, or big brother is with you, man, they have to leave you alone. That's what the truth is to us, man. Okay? The gods put that in us because they wanted us to be the people that they want around. These European people is not listed in the World History textbook as civilized humans. It lists them as ape-like, ape. It lists them as ape humans walking upright, you know, a million years ago. Okay? They're not listed as somebody who can do anything civilized. And what make them do something civilized right now, you must understand, is the interbreeding of the two subgroups of our species. And you're hearing that maybe for the first time. They cannot stand up to this because as long as it is true, recorded, certified history, there's nothing they can do about it besides, you know, turn around and go about their business. You see, all of what they have and glorifying and like power in what they're doing is simply because nobody hasn't raised up against them with the truth. Raised up against them like those guys, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and all those guys were trying, but they don't know the history. They can't defend themselves. You see, so these guys get rid of them and claim to have jurisdiction over them. Now, let them show me, Tim Aldred, show me the jurisdiction that they have. Because they cannot rely on Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ never exists. They can't rely on a spirit God in a Bible. Because that don't exist either. They are not on anything. If they have it, show it. The people that is staying away from what I'm saying is evidence that nobody is capable of coming on the show and give Give the narration. And prove that what I'm saying is nonsense. It will never be. So you see, I'm telling you that what is here, my friends, is beyond any human can overthrow. So when we allow something to happen that pulls us away from what we are supposed to be, we don't have anything to hold us. So I want to tell you this before anything else. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. This is the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. I'm going to tell you what is the little subject matter for what I may be able to tell you about from this headline. John MacArthur spoke 100 veneer, 100% veneer. The things that he is talking about is veneer. One of the greatest Christian preachers, right? And there is a link here, and you won't be able to get it again because I'm beyond 6 o'clock. Nobody can access this communication, from 4 to 6, right? And we are behind 6 now. So I'm going to tell you that if you come to the interface of the Cosmic Philosopher, you will find the link on the interface that, it basically form a part of the headline of the synopsis. The church is at root of John MacArthur is exactly veneer, foundation of white supremacy, a thin decorative covering of fine wood applied to a coarser wood or other material. And so John MacArthur, I've been knowing about him for quite a few years. One of the more dominant Christian preachers. But I want to tell you something. John MacArthur is definitely a veneer preacher. Christianity was never authentic or civilized from its very start. I assure you that is a fact that I'm telling you. Christianity don't have any civilized merit whatsoever, because it's all Sodomite that establish it, right? He is a well-renowned, uncivilized monotheism church evangelist for Pope apology for sins of Catholics. That's all they are. A bunch of sodomites, including John MacArthur. That's his culture, Christianity. If he were a civilized man, he would know that Christianity is not civilized. Whosoever created it, because he didn't create it. He didn't create Christianity. But Christianity, of all that is published about Christianity, How could John MacArthur be a civilized man and be a Christian? It's just not possible. So it goes on. An apology of Homo erectus Yamnaya infidel. He believes in the era of the 2022 AD Anno Domini without BC era pagan polytheism tradition, traditional ancient and the Bronze Age realities. I'm not into this. He's into AD Anno Domini, sodomite, uncivilized stuff. Okay? It's an abomination. But yet still, Christianity spread around the world now like it is a genuine institution. That's what these honest fuckers do. You see what I mean? That's how they have used the wealth of the African people and set up pure tangible and intangible uncivilized things. That's what John MacArthur is preaching, because Christianity doesn't have no place in prehistory for the truth of human civilized existence. He doesn't have any. All right? So I'm not bad-mouthing the guy because he's renowned Christian. Christian is sodomy. Christianity is sodomy, 100%. Jesus' character is not a real character, and his character is written as a sodomite character. So is the God in the Bible, a sodomite character. Plaster all over the Bible as proof. So I'm not just beating up my gum on nothing. So it goes on. John MacArthur is vacuous and void of prehistory, gods and goddesses, civilized zodiacal calendar of 450,000 years at incipient gods given. First civilized, wise anatomic hybrid, Homo sapien human being. What does the Bible say about reprobate mind? Do you know? Answer: the phrase also defined reprobate sodomy mind. Right? The phrase also defined reprobate sodomy mind is found in Romans 1:28. In reference to those whom God has rejected as godless and wicked. And that's what they are. And, you know, they behave like they are against it sometimes too. Yeah. He says, they suppress the truth by their wickedness. And it is upon these people that the wrath of God rests. Romans 1:18. John MacArthur is a sodomite, an apologist for the uncivilized AD Anno Domini false era of the phony faith of Jesus Christ. That's all. Having absolutely no BC, precursor, precedence. No BC, precursor, precedence. Democracy, that is first imperial colonialism, force hegemony, theft, and killing of the innocent civilized. African, 200,000 years hybrid people. Time is now out on the Europe. 1.5 million years. First human ape, hominid. Evolution origin. Right? That's what the time is now out on the Europe. 1.5 million years. First human ape, hominid. Evolution origin. And now speak in Yamnaya culture by interbreeding the Homo sapiens sapiens. Be it so, or either are here for are here heretofore expelled by all African territories, comes EF5 tornadoes on grounds consisting of the whole atrocities Pope apologized. This is the evil that is coming upon these white people. And there's no joke about that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and you know, I stutter a lot. I covet to read fluently, but you know, I have to do what I can do. And let's see here. Yes. All right. So that's about what it is here. And I thank you very much. And let's play a little tune here and hope that you heard something that is helpful. And I'll see you all well in the next edition. Take good care. Thank you.